Good morning. I'm going to talk about the effects of water quality on survival of zoospheric oomycetes. Or here I'm specifically talking about Phytophthora and their implications to nursery production that use recycled irrigation water. As you know, Phytophthora are very destructive pathogens in agriculture as well in horticulture. And there's a lot of protocols that are responsible for the diseases. Specifically, those spores, because they can swim, so they are responsible for diseases that spray through water. The survival of Phytophthora in water has been demonstrated with our experiment with the baiting methods. And with that study, also we found the population of Phytophthora decreased with the distance of between runoff entrance to pump house. So there's a in addition to two places that we can do something for control disease. Normally, a lot of studies focus on the pump house and the production area. And with our funding, we think there's a potential places for irrigation runoff from the entrance and also ponds itself. Our focus is on the water quality, the role of water quality in their impact on plant disease. So as you see, the water quality actually changes a lot by season and also by places and also daily, day and night. And I'm going to focus on pH, dissolved oxygen, and electrical conductivity, since these three parameters are kind of changed dramatically. We used the Hogland solution as a base media to test those four survive under the pH 3 to 11 and the EC level from 0 to 3.6 and the DO level from 0.5 to 19. And this level are based by what we observed from a pound. Our procedures normally follow three steps. First, we set up the treatment at different conditions, pH, with just the pH and EC level. And we injected gases into the system, oxygen or nitrogen. For oxygen, we want to see the elevated DO level. And for nitrogen, we want to see the decreased DO level. And also, we expose those spores to each condition for a certain time. And at last, we examine those spores survive with the plating method or microscopy. Let's first see the impact of pH. And the pond water, normally pH range was from 5.1 to 12.3. And this table showing you those spore reduction of Phytophthora by 90% the time they need. So as you see, most of the species only survive for one day. And this time, of course, for some other species, they survive longer at pH 5, and some of them can survive at extreme condition pH, higher pH, like Hydroposica. And other species, they are not very sensitive. They are tolerant to pH. They can survive a wide range of pH over 14 days. Next, we see the impact of EC. And EC level in irrigation water ranges from 0.16 to 0.87. And it's quite low compared to the level around the zoo zone, which is 5 decimal per meter. This is showing you the microscopy images from Phytophthora ramonal, which you can see at EC level up over 0.3, they can all grow well, but with increase of EC level, they grow better. And this also the showing the as same to the pH impact, the time they require for death of 90% of those spores. You see the at the lower level, they can only survive for over 3 days, but with increase of EC level, they can survive much longer. Last, I'm talking about the DO level. DO level in pond water ranges from 0.3 to 26.5. And also interesting, you see the DO level actually changed diagonally. They normally in the morning is quite low, and the evening is pretty high. And in general, higher level of DO have more significant impact on those who survive. You see over survival reduction of most of the species we tested is 50%. Although some species are very special, like P. megasperma, they very tolerant. And compared to the elevated DO level, for lower DO level, most species only can survive, a short time, and they can survive much better, and only 5 to 20% survival reduction after 8 hours exposure. In conclusion, neutral pH, low EC, and high or low DO are detrimental for those spore pathogens survive. Therefore, maintaining a neutral pH, keep a low EC level below 0.41, and a DO level over 18 milligram per liter is important for reducing those spore survival in irrigation water. With these studies, we learned a few more things. First, we learned those spores insisted rapidly and can settle down when encountered unfavorable water environments. Also, those spores were very sensitive to the high level of oxygen. And those spores, generally, they live shortly, although some species live longer. The implication of this study are listed on the right. So for one, number one, we can use sedimental pond that can settle down Phytophthora pathogens. And with number two, we can inject oxygens. And number three and four, we can prolong the turn-off water turnover time. And both the single pond and the transition pond method has been demonstrated in Virginia and Maryland nurseries. And it can effectively reduce those spore population in the pond. So with this, I think growers will have more options for their control diseases carried by pathogens, waterborne pathogens. So I would like to stop here and like to take questions if you have.
Connectivity of 5 decibels per meter for the root zone, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that water you leach through, or did you extract from the root zone?
It is in the root zone normally. We didn't check this kind of experienced data. It's not from our study. It's from other people's study. So root zone in a container.
Levels you show, I think 0.9 parts per million and then greater than 19 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you know what happened in between.
Yeah, we have, because I can't, I cut down a lot of slides. We have something. Anyway, so our control is 8 ppm. Mm-hmm. So anything above that we called elevated. So, and below that, we said decreased. Then in both conditions, they are significantly affect the survival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but 18 or up are very, very significant. You cannot see survive.
What depth does it control with the top organisms down to?
Yes, just for Phytophthora.
To what depth?
Depth. We this experiment we carried out in a lab.
Okay.
So what we try to find out if it's any condition, and the farmer can use in their pond. So I guess whatever the conditions we figured out, probably they can apply in their situation.
I work for a large cranberry company, and basically the cranberry bogs are just like very large pots.
Mm-hmm.
With certain media put into those pots, in the sense of Phytophthora is a major problem on our bogs, and very very expensive to remedy. Basically, shoveling all the soil out and airlifting it off the bogs. I'm looking for some way I can control the Phytophthora in a better sense. Would this technique, do you think, have some sort of effect on Phytophthora problems?
Yeah, because we have four places. I drew this in this. So four places you can actually control the Phytophthora in nursery production. And you can do in a nursery in a land by control the soil, use a clean soil mix. And that is very, and also use the plug, clean plug. That is very, very important. And this part, we based on our result, we add this. So you can use add the sedimentation pond, and to when the runoff come out, and then you can settle down them. And basically, after some time incubation, they will die. And also here, then you build your pump house in the far away from the entrance, the runoff entrance. So these guys cannot swim long, so they probably will die during the swimming time. And for this one, this is the most popular one in the nurseries. So they do the chlorination, UV treatment, and sand filtration before they get into the pump house. And also we also test the CO2, which also very effective, but because that's out of our focus of today. So we are talking about the natural quality, water quality.
We can do this discussion later on.
Okay, thank you very much.